From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Senior military sources in Israel say Israeli forces killed a senior Hamas leader in a missile strike tonight in Gaza. Three other suspected Hamas members were also killed in the attack. Hours before, Israel's army chief warned that all members of Hamas were potential targets. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Jerusalem and joins me now. Julie, what do we know about the men who were killed?
Well, Jackie, a man that the Israeli Defense Forces identify as Ahmed Shatoui was the target of this operation. He was killed in the strike. The Israeli army says that he was the replacement for a man by the name of Salah Sheda. You might remember that last summer, his assassination caused a furor in Gaza. He was the head of the military wing of Hamas. So the man killed tonight, a 24-year-old Ahmed Shatoui, was his replacement, and he was described by the Israelis as part of the top leadership of Hamas. Younger, obviously, than other senior leaders, but nonetheless experienced. According to the army as well, a second man, an associate of Shatoui's, was also killed. He was described as someone who had assisted Shatoui, also a member of Hamas, a less senior member. And two others who were killed were believed to be members of Hamas, local members. Asked if this was in response to the bus bombing last week in Jerusalem that killed 21 people, the Israelis say no. What we're trying to do is debilitate the Hamas organization with clear and pronounced actions that they feel they're not getting from the Palestinian security sources who they've asked to shut down the militant groups.
Nonetheless, Julie, was this not, there had been an earlier targeted attack. Do the Israelis seem to be stepping up these targeted killings?
Well, the Army Chief of Staff said today, as you mentioned earlier, that all Hamas members are potential targets. And they said tonight, this would not have taken place if the Palestinians had arrested the man who was killed tonight. The kind of decisive action, as they put it, that they're looking for from the Palestinians, this decisive action that they speak of also ended the ceasefire for good last Thursday with the killing of another senior Hamas leader, Ismail Abu Shanab. His funeral drew tens of thousands of people out into the street in angry denunciations against the Israeli policy now of assassinating and targeting these Palestinian militant leaders.
Well, NPR's Julie McCarthy speaking to us from Jerusalem. Thanks very much, Julie.
Thank you.